Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Nicodemus surpasses the Hermit. Nicodemus was still caught up in his own vision when the Hermit came back up the nave of the church. There was a strange intensity emanating from his eyes as he tried to pierce the gloom of the shadows with his deep focus. Giovanni stroked his own beard pensively as he looked at Nicodemus, who was pacing like a man possessed. This one is aptly named, thought the Hermit. Nicodemus is a name that means conqueror of the people. He continued to watch him as Nicodemus tried to make sense of the world around him. Eureka! Shrieked Nicodemus, suddenly stopping in the middle of the aisle. And just what is it that you have found? Questioned Giovanni. I just had an interesting thought. Is it true that the letter J did not exist in the Roman alphabet? Began Nicodemus. No, it did not, answered the Hermit. The letter I served the function of both the vowel and consonant in Roman days. Names like Jacobus and Johannes used to be spelled Jacobus and Ioannis. Then what I am thinking makes perfect sense, Nicodemus raced on in a fury. There were 12 apostles, right? 13 if you want to count Judas Iscariot, smiled the Hermit back at him. Did you know that if you group the names of all the apostles together by the first letter of their names, they spell out the word baptism? Tell me how, Giovanni prodded Nicodemus. Well, B stands for Bartholomew, A stands for Andrew, and P is found in the names of both Peter and Philip. The holy hermit smiled as he could see just where Nicodemus was going with this thought. The letter T is at the start of both Thomas and Thaddeus, and I could be the first letter of James the Greater and James the Lesser, and of John and of Judas. S stands for Simon, and M begins the names of Matthew and Matthias. Baptism, pondered Giovanni. All of their names are contained in this one word. It is a clever mnemonic. Excuse me? Questioned Nicodemus. A mnemonic, returned Giovanni, is an easy way of remembering something complicated. Your word baptism is a mnemonic device for remembering the names of the apostles. And the Pope himself, continued Nicodemus, pleased with himself, is sometimes called the Pontiff, which is Latin for bridge. The Hermit completed the thought. He is the living bridge between heaven and earth. Pontus in Latin and puente in Spanish. He looked up at Nicodemus fondly. This man, he thought, will soon surpass my way of thinking and lead New Mexico into a new era. It will be wonderful for us to have you stay in Socorro, said Nicodemus warmly to Giovanni. There is so much that you can teach us. The problem is, began Giovanni, that I won't be here for much longer. In fact, tomorrow, I need to start walking toward the town of Doña Ana. Yes, said Nicodemus quickly as he recognized the name of the village. The village of Doña Ana is nestled pretty close to the mountains called Los Órganos. The Organ Mountains? Questioned the Hermit softly, his curiosity having been piqued. Well, that's what I call them, said Nicodemus quickly. But the locals often refer to these mountains as Las Sierras de la Soledad, the Mountains of Solitude, mused the Hermit, even now more intrigued by the name. Why is that? There is nothing on either side of them, came the reply. They're all alone out there except for rattlesnakes, coyotes, and Manso Indians. In fact, sometimes these mountains are called the Manso Mountains, but I don't know if it's because of the tribe or because they look like Mansos. And what are Mansos? Questioned Giovanni. Hold up your hand, commanded Nicodemus to him. As the hermit held up his hand, Nicodemus grasped his fingers as they were pointing straight up to the sky. Fingers that are turned upwards are called Mansos in Spanish, because they protrude from the mano. When you come close to the mountains that look like these erect fingers, he said, brushing Giovanni's hand, then you will know that you have arrived. Nicodemus backed slowly out of the church, leaving the hermit inside with his whole arm pointing skyward. Silently, Giovanni walked toward the belfry and took the rope in his hand. It was now 3 o'clock in the morning. bell for matins. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.